Doing well. Today's daf is daf samach. So we got four lines down. The Gemara had a machlokis between two different brises about whether or not this tabas with a chosem is a tamei or tahor, whether it's carried on Shabbos, cannot be carried on Shabbos. So Gemara yesterday we had brought one answer. So now the Gemara is presenting another answer. The yesterday's answer was it was machlokis between the shitas of Rabbanon and that of was it Rabbi Hanina, I believe. Rabbi Nehemiah. Now today the Gemara is going to bring two other answers. So we are four lines down. The Gemara says, Rava Amar Litzdadim Katani. It's talking about two different cases, two different scenarios. Yeshala Chosem Tachshit Ish. Einale Chosem Tachshit Ish. He says it's talking about men versus women. For men, apparently the way it works was, if it had a chosem, that's called a tachshit for a man. That's a men have it with the signets on it. But women don't have the chosem, and therefore it's a tachshit for an isha. That's the difference between the brises, who the subject was. Was it a man or was it a woman? Comes along now the sheet of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar. He says, Tuma Ashabis Ashabis Karamis. You're asking a question from the halachas of Tuma to the halachas of Shabbos. They're very different. In other words, when it comes to Tuma, Kli Maseh Amarachmana. V'klihu. When it comes to Hilchos Tuma, the criteria necessary to be Mekabel Tuma is its Kli. So you can have a Kli. When it comes to Shabbos, however, the necessary amount is, the necessary definition is Shabbos Mishuma Masayhu Amarachmana. What's going on? We'll read this in again, just to read this inside in just a second. The difference is when it comes to a tumah, hilchos tumah, all has to be as a kli. You could have a kli that's a tachshit, you could have a kli that's not a tachshit, but both of them are kalim. When it comes to Shabbos, a tachshit can be worn. But if there is no tachshit, then it can't be worn. But even though it can't be worn, doesn't mean it's not a kli. It still is a kli, and there's a difference. When it comes to tumah, it's a kli. Bein sheyesh bo chosem, bein sheyesh bo chosem. That's a kli legabi tumah. With regards to Shabbos, yesh lo chosem, it's a tachshit. Ein lo chosem, it's a masoi, and it would be usher in that second case. So that's the difference. So Gemara now says, quotes from the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, "Lo b'machash einu nekuva." We had said that a woman cannot go out with a needle that doesn't have a macha, doesn't have a hole in it, because it has no purpose, there's no function to it. So you can't walk out with this. So Gemara says, "L'may chazi." What's it fit for? What does it mean, "L'may chazi"? So Rashi points out here. Look at Rashi on halfway down the narrow lines. Rashi says, "L'may chazi." The tachshit. What function does a tachshit have if there is no hole? A needle's purpose is to sew things. If there's no hole, you can't sew. You can't thread things. So what's the chazi for? So Rashi points out the katani ainu chayev eschatas. Meaning the Mishnah said a woman shouldn't wear a machat sheinu nekuva. But if she does, she's pater. Why is she pater? Shouldn't be chayev eschatas. She's carrying something that's unnecessary. She's carrying something like a rock. What good is a machat sheinu nekuva? It's pointless. It's worthless. So there must have a purpose. In fact, we say that it's pater, not chayev chatas. There must be a function. So what's a function of machat sheinu nekuva? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, ho v'isha ogeres ba sarah. Since a woman could use it to weave her hair together, therefore it has a function. You don't have to thread it. You don't need a hole in the neck of in the machat. It could still be used as a tying and weaving and pinning the hair together. So the Gemara says, Amar Le'abai. Abai says, v'tehave kibiris tahora v'tishari. If the point is to try to keep the hair up, pinned together, that should be entirely permitted, just like this beerus. What's a beerus? So Rashi explains here, kibiris is the tatan of the masis in the Mishnah, in the three days when they were going to learn, beerus tahora, miyotam miyotimba. Beerus is not a cleat, and therefore it's not tame, it's tahor, but you could go out, a woman could go out wearing it. What is it, beerus? Somehow holds up like the stockings, lehadakan shol yiplu al ragla, so it shouldn't fall. The reason why the tahor, Rashi says, tahora, Rashi explains, the lav tachshit. That's not a tachshit. Ella tashmish lebate shuket. It's there to function, it's there to service the stockings. Vave ketabasa kalim daban taras bepirkin delayel. It's like the rings on the kalim that have no function. The rings on kalim are not subject to tumah. V'yotzin ba, says Rashi, so you'll have to go out, a woman could go out wearing these things, she needs it, in bate shukesh, she needs it for her stockings, v'lohave masa, it's not considered carrying, v'yotzin. Why? D'cheirin dilet tzni'usihi, lo shalfo machve, since it's there for tzni'us, a woman's not going to take it off and show it, obviously, V'hai machanami l'tznius. The needle in the hair is also there for tznius. Diser be'isha erva v'lo machvi. A woman's hair, a married woman's hair, is erva, and she can't show it. So pinning it up properly, connecting it to whatever covering she has, she's not going to take it out and remove it. So it says Rashi, amai lo te to the chachila. Why can't she go out? So if the function, again, of this machat shena makud nekuva is to hold up the hair, pin the hair together for tznius purposes, that should be allowed to walk out even the chachila. So back inside the Gemara says, Ella Targuma Rav Ada Nirsha Kamed Rav Yosef Hov Isha Cholekes Ba Seara B'Shabbes. Since a woman goes out and she combs her hair with it, Rashi explains Cholekes, last six narrow lines in Rashi, Lekan Lekan Be'em Sarosha Shekorin, that she combs her hair with this. So then the Gemara says, so B'Shabbes L'May Chazu, how's that Roy for Shabbos? That's fit during the week, but on Shabbos, Rashi says, "B'Shabbos l'may chazya, harei b'Shabbos eino cholekes." Sorry, you're not allowed to comb hair. It's also to comb hair on Shabbos, Rashi says. So on the Shabbos, it's muksa, and you can't carry it on Shabbos. It has no function on Shabbos, so you should be chayiv for carrying such an item, such a machat shein nekuva. Now Tosos and many other Rishonim argue on Rashi. Look at Tosos dima maschil l'may chazya. The end of the Tosos where it says v'kasha, last four lines v'kashalari. Chada the haman minole the also lechalik bein seira b'Shabbos. Whoever said Rashi's right that you're combing hair is also in Shabbos. You're not to comb hair in Shabbos, and therefore he has a whole other pshat we're not going to go into right now. But there is a very important machlokas whether combing on Shabbos is allowed, parting the hair is allowed, and the poskim discuss different types of brushes, whether the hair is going to come out or not come out. But according to pshat Rashi here, since the way they use the pin, even in a nekuva, it's meant to just use and part the hair, Rashi says that's aser. So how could he go out without on Shabbos? How come that's not a chiv chattas? So the Gemara says, back inside, Amar Rava, Rava says, what we're talking about here is, tas shazav yeshla arosha. There's a particular, bar of gold, they say, on one of its ends. And, this needle has a little piece of gold, not a bar, but a little piece of gold on one end, and the needle on the other end. B'chol cholakes ba'asara. During the weekday, where it has a little pin at the end, the sharp end, she uses it to comb and part her hair. B'Shabbos, manichasa kenegab hadachta. But on Shabbos, she ends up sticking in the side of the hat. There's a pin, and then you see the gold bar and padachas on her head. It's more of an ornament, a decoration, a jewelry, and therefore it's a double function. So again, it's a needle. It's a pin. A pin, I remember my grandmother, others have it. My grandmother used to have a pin with a needle on one hand, and the other hand has some design of some sort. So during the weekday, they'd use the needle point to comb the hair, to part the hair. On the weekday, they use the pin into the hat, and the gold design would be over their head, hanging out over in the forehead, and that would be as a tachshit, and that's why it's not chayv chatas. There's a certain function, but at the same time, the chachila person should not go out wearing it, lo b'machat shein nekuva. Okay, the new Mishnah begins as follows. Lo yetzei ha'ish b'sandal ha'masumah. A person should not go out with a shoe that has nails in the bottom. We'll see why that is in the Gemara very shortly. Rashi just points out here what exactly this is. Rashi says, sandal ha'masumah, two wide lines down, shel etzu, some type of wooden clog, a shoe, u'tochen masmeris l'mala l'chazek ha'tachton, you put the nails below it in order to connect the top and the bottom of the shoes, and that would be also to wear on Shabbos. Back to the Mishnah, lo yotzei ha'ish b'sandal masumar, v'lo b'yochid b'zman shein b'raglo maka. You can't go out with a singular shoe, just one sandal. If a person doesn't have a maka, we'll see, not today's daf, but later on, a different daf, that a person has a maka, a wound of some sort, an injury, he can wear just one shoe, but if it's not an injury, then he can't wear one shoe. And the Mishnah says below, betulin, one can't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Again, we're going to discuss, today's daf will only be discussing this first case of sandal hamasumar. The other case of tefillin, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, that will be discussed in later dapim. Below, b'kamiyah, b'zman sheino mina mumcha, to carry one of these kamiyos, these little piece of paper with some type of a statement of refuah, that can only be carried if it's written by a mumcha, by a proven expert, but ain't a mumcha, one cannot wear on Shabbos. Below, b'shuryon, below b'kasa, below b'ngabafayim. All these different types of clothing we'll see. Bishuryon is a type of coat. Bakasta is a helmet. Bimakafayim are shin guards. And the Vimyatz, the person goes out, in any of these, ain't no chayiv chata. So we're going to have to wait to appreciate all the different examples of the Mishnah, but we're going to again focus on the case of the sandal hamasumer. So the Gemara asks, Hasada Masumar, my time, why can one not go out wearing it? It's a shoe. I can wear shoes on Shabbos. How come I can't wear a sandal masumar? What's unique about a sandal masumar? So the Gemara says as follows. It says, Amar, It says, Amar Shmuel Shelfi Ashmad Hayu. It was took place during the Shmada. It was a different place where there was terrible pogroms going on, and Rashi points out people were running away from each other or from the enemies. And Hayu Nechban Mimari, they were hiding in the caves. Vamru Anichna Sichanes Vayotzi Al Yetev, a person who comes in must stay in, and a person cannot go out. Because they want people to know where they're coming, where they're hiding. So Rashi points out here, Hanichnas Yichanes Harotel Likanes Yikanes. You want to come in? You're welcome to come in the cave. Shanichnas Yira Tchila Shin Adam Roa. Make sure no one's watching you, and look around, and sneak into the cave. Hayote Al Yete, says Rashi, Shema Yeshay Vayavim Ibuchutz. But you can't see who's on the outside, so don't leave, because if you escape, someone sees them coming out the cave, they're going to kill all of us. So says Rashi, Shema Yeshayavim Ibuchutz, Vahu Lo Yada. He doesn't know. Vyaru, Vyavinu, Shanu Khan. They'll know that the rest of us are here, and we'll all be killed. So that was the rule. You come in, you're here forever until things end. So that what happened was, Nepach Sanalo Shel Echamehem, one person's shoes were kind of flipped around, Kisrum Heim Echamehem Yatza. They thought someone left, because when he was walking in, his shoes were backwards somehow, and it looked like people were exiting. They saw these footprints of someone exiting. Rashi points out just the Metzius here. Rashi's Nepach Sandalo, Sheyesh Lo Shtei Pios, he had like two, areas of the tip of the foot. We have just in the front, but he had kind of both ends of the foot, where it was like a big T, where in the front of the foot, where the foot goes, but also behind, it was sticking out. He could have flipped it around if he wanted to. So Shtei Pios, B'yachol Onalo, B'beis Stadon, he could wear it either way. He could flip it around forward or backwards. When the person came in, it seemed from the footprints someone was leaving. So what happened was, it says Rashi, it says the Gemara further, so someone they thought left. And they thought again, Kisrum heim echad mehem yatsa, v'ra'u oivim, the oivim saw them. Now they thought the enemies were going to come attack them in the cave. They started to push each other, run out, and there was a whole stampede. And hargu and they killed each other more than the enemies actually had killed them by pushing each other. And so then that's what happened. And therefore, further, Rabbi Eli ben Elazar said slightly differently. Omer b'mara hayoshin v'shamu kol ma'al gabi hamara. They were sitting in the cave. They heard some sound above the cave. Kisrum hayu shebaolem. They thought maybe the enemies were coming in close. Shebaolem oivim dachu zeh. But then they started pushing each other. There was another stampede. V'hargu zeh zeh. They killed each other. Yosef v'asher hargu ben oivim. And Rami bar Yecheskel Amar, he says differently. Bebeis kness hayoshin. They're sitting in shul. V'shamu kol ma'achari beis kness. They heard some sound on the outside, in the back of the shul. Kisrum hayu shibo alem oivim. They thought the enemies were coming. Dachu zebeze v'hargu zebeze yosim mashahargu ben oivim. And they killed more with each other's stampede than more the enemies had killed. So three different reports of what the motivation was, but all quite similar. All quite similar of them pushing each other. Either way, the Gemara says, but also show that moment. Amru, it could be three different events as well. So Amru, both Hashem, Amru al Yeti Adam Besandal Masumar, they said a person should not wear a sandal Masumar on Shabbos because of the event that happened in the cave, the guy with the backward shoes, they were gozer not to wear a sandal Masumar on Shabbos. Fine. So the Gemara says, then, looking at one thing, hold on a second. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Ihach, that's the case, Bechol Nami Litaser. So why not during the weekday? It should be asur as well. They were hiding not only in Shabbos, they were hiding even in the weekday. So they should be goes that a person should never be able to wear a sandal musumer at all. Bein b'Shabbos, bein b'yomtif, bein b'chol rather. So the Gemara says, Maisa kiyava b'Shabbos hava. When this Maisa took place on Shabbos. And they only, when they make gzeiras, if the details are exactly the same in which the actual event took place. And we'll see more of this on Amud Beis, but since it took place on Shabbos, so the gzeira only existed on Shabbos. Now, there's an interesting discussion based on the Yushalmi on this particular Gemara. The Yushalmi asks the question and says, does a person have a shoes for Shabbos and a shoes for a weekday that are different shoes? So the two different readings are the Pnei Moshe and the Karban Eda. Whether that meant you read it as, of course people have the same shoe in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why would there, in Chol, why would there be a difference? And the other pshat is that Pnei Moshe says, no, people have a separate shoe on Shabbos and a separate shoe during the week. And they read the story slightly differently and the gzeir slightly differently. So there comes out here, the Machlokas and Mefarshim, does a person have to have separate shoes on Shabbos than the weekday? Because there's a Gemara later on in the Masechta, the Gemara says in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel that Shlo Yehe Ma'bushcha Shel Shabbos K'ma'bushcha Shel Chol. A person should have different clothing on Shabbos than he has during the weekday. So when we say different clothing on Shabbos, does that include shoes as well? So the Rav Palam, Shuvas Rav Palam, he says, there's a raya that he thinks shoes are separate than Malbush. The Gemara only says Malbush, but shoes are different. What's the rise that shoes are different? This, by the way, is today's daf in practice. The difference is because we say in the bracha every single morning, mal bisharumim, and we say separately, we say the bracha of sha'asi lekol tzarki, which is a reference to shoes. So from the fact that we need a separate bracha of putting on shoes, it tells us that shoes are not considered malbush, not including the malbush. So only by malbushim does one have to change the clothing, the shirt, the pants, the jacket. But a person's shoes don't have to be changed. That's how the Rav Palam explains it. But based on the Yushalmi, it seems to be a machlokas in the Mefarshim how to learn the Yushalmi, whether shoes are different during the week and the Shabbos, or they are exactly the same. So then the Gemara says, okay, so now we understand why the Sandal Masumer was only instituted, the Yisrael only instituted on Shabbos, because Maisa Shaya. But during the weekday, you could wear Sandal Masumer. So the Gemara then says, okay, B'yomtiv l'shari. So you should be able to wear the Sandal Masumer on Yomtiv because this event took place on Shabbos. It didn't take place on Yomtiv. So Gemara says, Alama Tanam, why does the Mishnah tell us, the Maseches Beit? So the Mishnah says that, Mishalchim Kalim B'yomtiv, Bein Turin, Bein Shein Turin, you could send different Kalim, whether they're sowed or not sowed. About lo b'sandal masumer, but you can't send the sandal masumer because you can't wear the on Yom Tov. Lo minal shein tofer, nor a shoe that wasn't sewed, because the shoe that's not sewed together is has no use. So included in the things you can't send is a sandal masumer. Why not? Sandal masumer is nailed together; it's very usable. It must be because the gezeira of not wearing sandal masumer extended itself even to Yom Tov. But why? The ma'ase shehaya only took place on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "My taima." So b'Shabbos my taima. What's the reason why the gozer on Shabbos not to wear it? So the Gemara says, because the Ika Kinufio, there's a gathering there, and Yom Tov Nami Ika Kinufio, and in Yom Tov also there's a Kinufio. So Rashi explains here, Ika Kinufio, three lines down, Shein Osim Melacha V'nik Batzim Lebatei Knesset Lebatei B'Joshua, so there's no work, you can't work on Shabbos, you can't work on Yom Tov, so we gather together in Shul and Beis Medrash to learn and to daven. Yeah, he might have a kanufa, so too, just like in the cave, they're gathered together. So whenever there's a kanufa, that's where there's a gzeira, whether in Shabbos or whether in Yom Tov, but not during the chol. There's no kanufa in chol. There's no gatherings in chol. So the Gemara says, "Tainus tibur ikut kanufa litaser." So why not gather tainus when we fast? We get together to daven in the shul. So we should be also to wear a sandal mitsumer and tainus as well. Tainus tibur. So the Gemara says, "Ma'isa kiyava kanufa de isura hocha kanufa de heteru." That's only true. The Ma'ase Shehaya was on Shabbos, where there's a gathering in the context of Isra Malacha, like Shabbos on Yom Tov. But on the weekday, Tainus, you're allowed to do work, and therefore it's a Knufya in a Makom that's Heter. Ve'afilu Rabbi Chanina ben Akivya. Damar, and even according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akivya, the Amar lo Aser Elo Biyardin of Asunim Makom Ma'ase Shehaya. So even though he was Oser, a certain particular case where they're carrying, the Rashi says, look at Rashi, Afilu Rabbi Chanina ben Akivya, Beper Komer Bekodesh, it points out the following situation that took place. Gavinose mechatas ve'efer chatas b'yardin v'sfina. They're carrying the waters of the Paraduma, more mechatas and the ashes. And it was in the yardin, on the yardin, on a boat. Shenimsa kazayis min ameis tacha b'karkasa shosfina. They found that there was a kazayis of a dead body in the boat. V'nitmun, everything was tame in the boat. The mechatas was tame, the efer para, efer chatas was tame. V'kamer rabban says, the gozer shul yavar adam mechatas b'sfina. No person should never, from this point on, carry mechatas on a boat. Lo al gesher, not on a bridge. Lo yashitim apnei amayim, echa yardin echad shen naharos. And you should never bridge, never over the water, never swimming, never a yardin, never any other river. Upalag Rabbi Chanina b'chinei says, no, why are you extending such an iser? All the gzera, such a strong gzera. Lo aser elo b'yardin mesfina. The iser, the gzera only took place on the yardin, not any other river, and only a boat, not over a bridge. And the bridge you're allowed to. Lo b'gesher, lo shar naharos. The gzera shegrozu machmas ma'ora. Whenever they make a gzera based on what had happened, we are only gozer based on the actual facts and details that would have happened. So even according to him, now in a similar example, by the way, when it comes to Parsha Shemini, we read a few weeks ago that another Vaviyu were killed because they drank wine. So they asked, they're drinking wine, as a Kohen can't drink wine, he can't do the Avodah. So what about other types of alcoholic beverages? Is that Aser, Shar Meshachrin? So that's Machlokas Tanakhana Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, I believe, only says Yain, Yain's Chayv Chatas, Chai Misa, the others are only Aser. So what's the difference? So I believe the Ramban says, because since the Ma'aseh Shehaya of Nadav Ve'aviyah, which was the impetus for making such a gzeira in the Torah, not drinking wine as a Kohen, it took place with Yayin, so therefore the gzeira could only be with Yayin. But Char Meshach and other alcoholic beverages was not part of the Ma'aseh, so therefore it wasn't included. Here as well, the actual detail, even though the logic makes sense, whether you're drunk this way or that way, it should be Aser. Whether you carry the Mechatas in the Yardin or another river or the boat, it should be the same. But Rabbi Chanina says, since the Ma'aseh HaShehaya only happened in the Yarden, only happened in the Sfina, we have no right to go beyond the particular Gzeira. So back inside the Gemara now, the Gemara says that again, Afilu Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. He only asked on a yarden with a boat in the way exactly the maisa took place. Only because a yarden is unique, it's different than any other rivers. It's either wider or deeper, whatever the details are. Back to our case, even Rabbi Hanina, who says you have to be so specific, Shabbos and Yomtiv, they're exactly the same. There's only one difference, Ochel Nefesh. It's a small, minor difference. It's a big difference, but it's one difference of many, many other similarities. And even Rabbi Hanina would agree that Yomtiv would be Bechlal, the Gzeira of Shabbos. Fine. The interesting toast on top, take a look on your own if you want, about the differences between Shabbos and Yomtiv. But either way, this was the Gzeira. So now the Gemara says, just interesting, by the way, there's a machlokus in the Rishonim as to this Gzeira that they made. What's wrong? Why were they Gozer because of this Sanda Mitzuma and Shabbos and Yomtiv? So Rashi explains the reason is because they're afraid that if you end up wearing Sanda Mitzuma on Shabbos, you might have the same thing happen again. Maybe people will kill each other. But most Rishonim say, the Ritva and others say, no, the reason why is they made Gzeira because we don't want you to remember the bad event. If you start wearing Sanda Mitzuma, you're going to say, oh, you see the shoe that I got nailed in? Remember that mice that happened with that cave? And it's going to bring tsar, terrible discomfort of your Shabbos, remembering the mice. But not that it's going to lead to the same mice. So that mice was so unique, it was one in a million that would happen again. So therefore, it's so unlikely, but it's really because it's going to bring you bad memories, and we don't want you having bad memories of such a mice shehaya. Yushalmi brings another explanation. Yushalmi says a different, completely different type of gzeira. He says the reason why they asked Sanda Mitzuma and Shabbos, Yushalmi says, because Bnei Yisrael would see men with these sandals and these nails in it, it would cause them to miscarry. I guess they'd be scared of it, or they hear the sounds of it, and it would cause them to miscarry. Something about these shoes would cause women to miscarry, and therefore their goes are a completely different explanation than the Bavli. I happen to be learning the Yushalmi now, along with the Bavli, and it's fascinating to see some of these differences. That's a very interesting limud. I highly recommend it for those who want. But it's either way, seeing the contrast between the two is fascinating. So it's also interesting to see when the Rishonim and the Bavli bring the Yushalmi l'halacha or not. So now let's go back inside. The Gemara says, one more idea related to Gzeira based on Ma'aseh Shaya. There is a discussion brought down in Shulchan Aruch that a person, when he benches, he should not have the knife out on the table. The knife should be covered. Why is that? Because the Pasuk says, with regards to Mizbeach, lo tanif alem barzal, he couldn't use a knife or anything metal to shape the Mizbeach. And the Gemara says, Bizman HaZeh, there's no base of Migdash, our Shulchan serves as a Mizbeach. And therefore, at least when we're benching, the din is that we're remembering the Chorin Beis HaMikdash, you shouldn't have a knife on the table. There's another pshat brought down by the Shibboleth Leket. The reason why there's no knife on the table is because of Ma'aseh Shehaya. One time a person was benching, and he got to the Birkas HaMazon, remembering Bonei Yishlaim, and he was so disturbed that there's no Beis HaMikdash, he took a knife and stabbed himself in the stomach. So it was a danger. So that's why. So either because of the Ma'aseh Shehaya, or because of the din of Lotanif. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is on the Shabbos, they point out. What's the difference on Shabbos? So they say as follows, that the Beis Yosef says, since the Ma'aseh Shehaya, since it was an Indian of, on Shabbos we don't cover the knife, because you know there's no building on Shabbos anyways, so there's nothing to build about, so then on Shabbos you're allowed to leave it exposed. But according to the Ma'aseh Shehaya, there should be no difference of Shabbos Shechol. Comes on the Taz, and Taz says, of course there should be a difference. Because the Ma'aseh Shehaya took place in Chol, it didn't take place on Shabbos, and therefore the Gzeirah is only to cover it up on the weekday, but not to cover it on Shabbos. So this is another example. We have many, many examples where, based on a Gzeirah, we only copy the exact details of how it actually happened. So back inside the Gemara, now the Gemara says, we are around 10 lines down in Samech Amar Beis, Amar Bihuda Amar Shmo. Lo Shano Ela L'chazek, this is only true, this whole Gzeirah only is an effect when it's there to strengthen, to nail together the different pieces of the shoe. Aval noy mutav, it's there to be a decoration. The nails, a decoration. People, you know, have belts and shoes with different, silver, could be like silver nails, like silver little ornaments around the shoe. That would be permitted. Rashi explains, the noy, aval noy mutav, the logazer ele me'in hama'ora, v'hanu l'chazek hayu, kistam masmim disandam. Because the Ma'aseh Shehaya took place with nails that were there to strengthen, to keep the shoe together. But if you're going to have them to function as decorations, that would be permitted according to Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara now, kamu l'noi, what's considered noi? How many is considered noi? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, chamesh b'zeh v'chamesh b'zeh, five in this way and five in that way. Rabbi Hanina, omer sheva b'zeh, sheva b'zeh, he thinks seven on each shoe. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shemen Bar Abba Asra Lachali Di to me. I'll explain to you when I say five. Shai Mikan Ve'Achas Mitar Yosef. Two from the front, two in the back, and two and one on like the lip or something. I'm not sure they define this of the shoe. That's where the decorations work. And I'm just looking 1 second. It's called okay. Again, two in the front, two in the side, and then one in the on the straps. Chanina, shalosh mikan, three on this side, three on that side. Ve'achas betar yosav. So different ways of decorating and making it look very nice. So Gemara says meisivei. Sandal anote oselo sheva ti Rabbi Abinosan. So he says anote you can make seven. Rabbi Matir Gimel he permitted 13. So what's anote? So Rashi sandal anote is shetachton shelo eino sheva. The bottom, the sole of the shoe is not even. It's either because of overuse or the way it was made. So she'av mitzadeh v'dak mitzadeh. Part of it was very used the way people walk sometimes with their heels. The heel gets shaved off quicker than the front or the side. However, they walk. The sole could shave down quicker in other areas, and the din would be kishadoris note to the tzad hadak, and then tzarach lagbia sheishavat the tzad shindik connected in order to elevate it to keep the shoe even. So they'd put some type of nails to kind of balance that. You know, like when the table is uneven, you know, at a restaurant, you put a little folded piece of paper, a napkin underneath it to make it even. So the same thing with the shoe, they put some nails to even everything out when a person walks. So that's a note there, and sandal note there. So the Gemara says, back inside again, meisivei, sandal note there, oselo sheva, dire Rebbe, nothing. You make seven nails. Rebbe Matir, Rebbe Yigimel, he permitted 13. So Gemara says, Bishma, I understand, the Rebbe Chanina above, who said that a noi is considered seven, who damark Rebbe Nassan. It also says seven. Ela Rabbi Yochanan damar kaman. Rabbi Yochanan who says five. Well, in this brayso we either have 7 or 13. We don't have anyone who says five serve as a decoration, serve as noy. Kaman. So the Gemara answers who damar Rabbi Nuhurai. Desani Rabbi Nuhurai Omer chamesh mutter v'sheva aser. He says five is mutter, seven is aser. So Rabbi Yochanan lines up with the Rashid. This Rabbi Nuhurai. So Amrlei Eifa. Eifa was the name of a Talmud Chacham. Says Rashi, he happened to be the son of Rabbi Rachva of Pupadisa. So Amrlei Eifa, the Rabbi Bar Barchana, Otun Tamid Rabbi Yochanan, Avidin Rabbi Yochanan. You who are students of Rabbi Yochanan, you should do like him and have five. Otun Avid Rabbi Chanina. We hold Rabbi Chanina, and we would do seven. So Bai Minei Hahu Ratzana Rabbi Ami. A certain Ratzana, a certain shoemaker asked Rabbi Ami the following question. Tafu mi bifnei mahu. Let's say you sew it from the inside. Is that a problem or not? Is that allowed? So the Gemara says, or you nail it from the inside, or sew it from the inside. Amalei mutter v'leyodana my time. It says mutter, but I'm not sure why. Rabbi Ami knew the answer. He didn't know the svara. So Amalei Rav Ashi. Rashi says v'leyodana my time. Kevin the tafu mi bifnim havelei minal b'sando gazibirabanan b'minal lo gazibirabanan. When you sew it on the inside, that's how shoes are made. A minal made, but not a sandal. The different ways to make it. The gzer only took place with a sandal. Sandals are from the outside, but when it's sewed from the inside, that's a minal, and minal was not subject to this gzer. Similarly, b'aymine Rabbi Abba bar Zavdim Rabbi Abba bar Avinam, also come in kalbus mal. Let's make kalbus. What's kalbus? Kalbus is a different type of nail. Nails we speak of as just a straight, a vertical into the shoe. A kalbus is more like it's shaped, bent over, it's curved, and you stick in both ends of it. Both ends are pointy. It's kind of like a shoehorn of some sort, and you stick it in the bottom of it. Rashi explained I think of the image. So you, as opposed to a straight nail, it's a curved nail, again, both ends going like a U. You put the U into the bottom of the shoe. Is that subject to this din? And the Gemara says, Amrlei mutter t'lout. Why is it mutter? Because again, this was not the case of that was used in the Ma'aseh Shaya. Ma'aseh Shaya was only with a sandal with straight nails. Itamar Nami said as well that Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina so kamin kalbus is mutter. So then the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Sheishes chifa kul b'masmeros. Let's say you cover the shoes all with nails. Why kadesh lo te karka ochelas ochalta mutter? You don't want the shoes being ruined. So you nails in the bottom. Oftentimes you want to make your shoes not to shave down. So rubber is a very nice way to put a sole. Rubber lasts more than wooden soles or whatever else they use for soles. Sometimes they put some of these metal things on the bottom, metal tips at the end of the sole. That's in order so it doesn't shave down at all. So the guy wants to put nails all the way on the bottom of the shoes. Is that allowed? So mutter, that's allowed as well because this was not the shoe that was used. This was not used, Rash Mutter, Hov Nishana Me Kamashahaya, the main Hamura Gazu. Because this was very different than the Sanda Hamusumer that took place in the Maisa Shaya. So once it's different, it's not Bechal the Gzeim. So the Gemara says, Tani Kavasa de Rav Sheshes, there's a Bryce that supports Rav Sheshes. Lo yotza ish besandah hamasumar. A person can't wear the shoe. Velo yital mibayis lebayis. He can't carry it even from house to house. And afu mimata mita lamita. Even within his own house, he shouldn't be carrying it around. But aval metalton also lechasas basakli lesmoch bo kray mita. But he can carry around in order to use to cover up a kli, or to hold up the bed that might be uneven. That's allowed because Rashi, this is a kli. So where it goes, you shouldn't carry them around because maybe you're going to come to wear it. But if you're going to use it as a kli for another function, then it would be allowed. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Oser, he prohibited using it for these cases because maybe even if you're using it for another purpose, you might end up wearing it, and therefore he asked it. So the Braisa, that's not what we need. The Braisa continues and says, Nashu, Rov Masmirosava, Nishtar Bodald, Ohei Motaleta, you have most of the nails fell off. We'll explain what's going on in just a second. You're allowed to use it. Rabbi Matir Adsheva, he says you're allowed to use it. There's seven there left over. Chipa Ba'or Milamata, let's say you cover it with leather on the bottom. The Kavala Masmeros Milamala, and you put nails on the top. That's also Motaleta because this was different than the Maisa Shaya. So Kimin Kalbus, you use those U-shaped nails. That's Kimin Tas. Some type of, how do you define tas here? One second here. I think it's more of a, like a bar shape, like a bar, a different type of nail. O kimin yased, or a peg. O shichipal kulam maser, so you cover the whole thing in nails. Kadeshal tekarka ochalta, so the ground shouldn't ruin the soul. Mutter, these are all mutter. So the reason why I brought the brisa is because it says clearly that a chipal kulam masmaros is permitted like Rav Sheshes. But now that we established the brisa, the Gemara says, wait a second. Hagufakasha, the Brice itself has an internal contradiction. Amis Nashu Rob Masmerosov, if most of them fell off, most of the nails fell off, so then it's allowed. Afagavdin Shara Beituva, even though many are left on there, 9, 10, you could have like 50 nails initially, and if there are 10 left, that's still allowed. But then it says, Afagav, and then it says the Hadatani, Arba Chamesh in Tvela, only 4 or 5 remaining, but more than 4 or 5 wouldn't be allowed. So what's the number? How many are we allowed to have? And Amrav Sheh, Rav Sheshes says, Lokasha, Kan Shenigmimu, Kan Shenekru, depends. If Nigmu, their nails are still there, it's worn down, versus Nekru, and they were removed. If they're worn down, so as long as most of them are still there, it's allowed. But if they were removed, so then we only allow 4 or 5 that are still remaining in there. But if more than that are going to be in there, then it'll be Aser, because it'll be too similar to the case that was in the Mishnah, in the Maaseh Shehayah. So then the Gemara says, Arba, O Chamesh Mutter, if they're 4 or 5 nails, it's permitted. Well, is it 4 or 5? Which one is it? Hasha Chameshari, 5 nails are permitted in there. Arba Mibai, do you have to say if 4 nails are left in? That's also permitted. Certainly 4 nails left in would be permitted as well. So the Gemara says as follows. One second here. Gemara says that Amar Chista, Arba Misandal Katan, V'chamesh Misandal Gadol. Depends how big the shoe is. If it's a sandal that's very short, that's small, then 4. If it's a bigger one, then 5 is allowed. Rabbi Matir Ad Sheva, Rabbi now permitted even 7. But doesn't the Braisa say that Rabbi Matya Ad Shloshes, right? That we have a recording in his name that 13? So Note Shiny. No, by Note is different. Note, you need more soul, more nails to keep it even, to keep the soul even, because there's a Note that would say it was uneven. So now, Hashid Asalachi, now that we established this, that this Sandal Note, Rabbi Yochanan Nami Lokashi, there's no Kashi either. Rabbi Yochanan, that he says that 5 were allowed, even though we had no above. Remember, we had said either 7 or 13 in the Tanayim, and who Rabbi Yochanan hold like? He as well. Note Shina, when it comes to Note Shina, all rules are off, and all bets are off, and you're allowed to have whatever's needed in order to make the shoe even. So the Gemara now says, we'll finish with this. Amr Rav Masna, Amr Elay, others say Amr Rav Chachtavoy, by Masna, Amr Rav Masna, Ein Lacha Krabi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, we don't paskin like him. Pshita, of course you don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. That, again, this is going back to the Braisa that says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azari did not allow you to use the shoe for a kli. Well, according to Tanakama, you shouldn't carry the shoes around, these. But if you're using it to cover the kli or to hold up the bed, you would be allowed to. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says, Aser, so we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Gemara says, of course, Pshita. Yachad a Rabbim, halacha k'rabbim. We never pass like a Yachad up against the Rabbim. So now, the same way, what would you have thought? Mistavra time of Rabbi Elazar. He made more sense. Time of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Baha. Kamash Malan, we don't hold like him. Because he said, why? If you end up carrying the shoe around for another purpose, you might end up wearing it. That sounds very logical. Even though it's very logical, Kamash Malan, we don't pass like him. So Amr Rabbi Chia says, Ilav dekarli bavli shari isur. Have people not called me the Babylonian who permits that which is Aser, the Bavloi Shari Yisur? Have people not called me that? That's how he was referred to, the Gemara says. So, Sharina Beituva, I would have permitted many of these things that I would permit these types of nails, these types of shoes with nails in them. So, the Gemara says that Amr Bechia, sorry, How many would he be allowed? How many nails would he be allowed? Pumbedisa, they said he would have allowed up until 24 nails in each sandal. And Basura Amrin Esmetartin, 22 nails in Surah, they thought. So Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak V'Simanach, the mnemonic, remember who said which one, Pumbedisa 24 and Surah 22. How do you remember this? And Das Pumbedisa Lasura Chasatartu. When a person goes from Pumbedisa to Surah, he loses two. That's apparently a statement of some sort, and that would help you remember that Surah had two less than Pumbedisa's in terms of the account they had had of what Rav Rebchia would have allowed had he not been called the Bavlai Shari Isur. Okay, so we'll stop here. Mirzah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day.